Great stuff. That's Sylvia Says. I want to play one more before we come back. This is a duet with Tom Baker and Justine, and we'll talk about the relevance of that when we come back on. But you just heard a great song, Sylvia Says by Crow Farlow, WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. And here is, as I said, here's a tune by Baker and Justine. That was Tom Baker and Justine with You're Still Standing There. That's a Steve Earle. I forget the female that covered that when he sang it, but that's a Steve Earle song. Crow Farlow was Sylvia Says. And, I know what that song's about, but why don't you tell people what Sylvia Says is about? It's a lot, I know.
Well, it's kind of a... the song was inspired by Justine Covault and the work that she's done to uplift women in music in Boston and beyond. And she had put together a Whistle Stop Review, which was a group of very powerful women bands that were, they put together a tour. And then she started the label Red on Red Records. And it was kind of a beacon of a little kind of hope and change in a lot of ways from the standard, if you will, male dominant or pervaded scene on the scene.
And she did it during COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And
she was unstoppable.
She had a lot of she just had a lot of drive, a lot of energy, and a lot of generosity. And we were never on Red on Red, but we were putting out singles independently, and I could text her or call her and ask her questions about how to do it, and she was so free with information and help on how to go through the process of actually putting records out. And I've always been really grateful for the amount of effort and energy that she put into helping other people succeed.
Yeah. And yeah, she put herself on like the back burner to help other artists.
Yeah, and she was just such a fiery presence.
Right.
And I wanted to write a song that was in honor of her and about her, or we wanted to write it.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to like be completely direct. I wanted it to be a little bit more abstract.
Yeah.
So this character came up in my mind, Sylvia. She's kind of a little bit of edge on her. She's a little New York. She's just a little tough. And then Sylvia just told the story. So
yeah.
And then Judy came in with another abstract set of like emotions about hope. I'll let Judy can talk about that.
Yeah, I think I was just thinking about the enormity of human experience and that there are people everywhere going through all kinds of things.
Yep.
Getting their hearts broken, having a streak of luck.
Yep.
And that those experiences are central to our ability to understand each other and to share with each other these kind of moments that, you know, somehow it blended with the message that Justine had left behind of empowerment.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of, it's a blended message, the song.
It's a great song. And the song itself, we're talking off here, definitely has a Lou Reed vibe. And, there's some extra horns, which you told me, Tim, that was you, in addition to the sax.
I brought out the junior high school baritone horn and the trumpet for that one, too. And John is, of course, killing it on the baritone sax, John Keegan.
Great song. Well, I'm going to let you, if you want to do one live, I'll let you do that now. Rumor has it John's in the building. We don't know yet.
I think he left.
We'll see how it goes.
Play right. One.
So what's this one, Judy?
This is called Golden Days. And it, you know, continues along my compulsively optimistic view of things.
Count it.
One, two. 3, 4. I wish you courage. I wish you golden days. We roam and forage. We eat what falls away. I'm just trying to get a few things done. I'm just trying to get a few things done. A few things done. A few things done. A few things done.
you lightning, big golden swords across the sky. Results in sighting and a wind that lifts you high. I'm just trying to get a few things done. I'm just trying to get a few things done. A few things done. A few things done. A few things done.
Is that,
thank you.
That's not a brand new song, is it?
It's new-ish.
New-ish.
Yeah, it'll probably be coming out sometime next year.
I think I've heard it.
You've heard it live.
I have.
You have heard it live, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to play one of your songs that I like a lot. It's not a new song. It's an older song, but I like it a lot. And then we'll come back and talk about an event you got coming up.
Cool.
Okay. And you got one more in you. We'll play one more before you get. But this is a song I like a lot. This is anyway. It's Crow Fall.
Leaden slate gray clouds stack up over the horizon line. A thin chalk-like line of white smoke rises from the long black Tipperillo-shaped chimney of a Midwestern meth factory.
Why love you? You hear me knocking.
She said, I.
got caught talking there. We're back. That was Indiana Line, one of Crow Falls' early songs, right?
Earlier, certainly. Earlier. I call it the middle phase.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always one of my favorites.
Well, thank you.
But you got a show coming up.
Yes, we're celebrating the release of Sylvia Says on the Friday the 13th, Lucky Friday. And we're playing at Sally O'Brien's with Girl with a Hawk and Evelyn Pope. And I think there's going to be some switcheroo and maybe some jamming between the bands going on that night. We're still trying to work it out.
Surprises.
With you and Girl with a Hawk, right?
It does, because we're buddies.
Yeah, your pals.
We're old friends.
Yeah.
It all works out. I'm going to play one by Girl with a Hawk, but you want to do one now? Are you guys ready, or do you want me to play some?
Oh.
Let's hear Girl with the Hawk.
All right. I'll play, because they're going to be on
fun.
The bill.
This is fun. It's a little like being a DJ.
Yeah, it's your call. Whatever you want.
Whatever we want.
We're playing a Girl with a Hawk, and Judy was saying this song is somewhat special because it also is about...
Yeah, I believe that it was inspired by Justine's memory.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, we're going to play that. Then we'll come back and let them get settled into what we're doing here. Here's Girl with a Hawk. It will be on the bill December 13th. Along with Crow Follow and... Is it Emily Pope?
The Evelyn Pope Band.
At Sally O'Brien's.
Evelyn Pope.
Nice venue, nice bill. Here we go. Here's Feel Me.
When you cannot be consoled and there's a weight inside your bones, and no matter how you try, all you think about are the ways you lost again. When all the beauty that you see doesn't mean a thing, as if you've gone blind, and you're feeling all so small, nothing there at all that you can't find.
Great work there. Girl with a Hawk, Fail Me. All right. You got one more in you? You ready now, or can we do this?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. This is a very old song.
That's good.
But it's kind of apropos for the times. I think that's why.
Sadly, it remains relevant.
Uh-huh.
We'll see how this goes.
Uh-huh. I think I know where you're going.
Y'all swimming in a river of sweat. Keep a working, you ain't done yet. Take all your money and give it to the man, so you can live in his garbage can. My mama said try and keep away. My mama said try and keep away. Angry pundit on the TV set started screaming, and you ain't done yet. All this talk about grabbing for more over my heart, and they shut the door. My mama said try and keep away. My mama said try and keep away.
Summertime and a schoolyard show. Sister twirling and the windows blow. Mirrors and beads stand on her head. A secret message written under the bed. Yeah.
My mama said try and keep away. My mama said try and keep away. Like an apple falling from the tree, ain't no difference from you to me. I'll leak out tears and I'll spit up blood. I can't breathe with my face in the mud. My mama said try and keep away. My mama said try and keep away. Oh, keep away.
Keep away.
Oh, keep away.
Keep away.
Oh, keep away.
Keep away.
Oh, keep away.
Keep away.
Yeah, something like that.
Something round about that. That's the thing about live, right? You get all the... You do get to see a little bit of how music is made.
Yeah.
The only really polished final effort is a recording. Live has always got a little give and take to it.
Which I like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, we're really grateful that you had us on the show.
My pleasure. Is there anything else you want to plug or get in there before we wrap
up? Well, show up at Sally O'Brien's if you want to have a good time on Friday, the 13th of December.
Yeah, and I would just like to make a general plug for live music in Boston. It's more energetic now than I think it's ever been. And there's exciting bands out there every weekend. So do your best to get out there and see something new that you ain't never seen before.
Yeah, I see you guys at shows. And as you know, I go to a lot of shows. And a lot of times I see bands that I've never heard of before. And I'm sure you guys do the same thing. You're like, wow, that happened to me with Cat Wolf.
Yeah.
Yep.
I never heard of them. And I think I forget. She was on the show about a month ago.
They played with us.
I forget who they opened up for at the Jungle. I forget who it was, but
it was us.
Was it you
guys? No, but yes. Linnea's Garden.
Well, that was in Alston. We saw them in Alston when they opened for Linnea.
Linnea's Garden brought them into town the first
time. At the other O'Brien's.
It must have been you guys, because I didn't see them in Alston. I saw them. First time I saw them was at the Jungle. Yeah. On your show, and I was like, wow, great band. So unless you're going out and seeing, you know, because...
And they're from New Hampshire.
Yep. Yeah, because these bands, a lot of these local bands play under the radar. You only hear them on college stations like this or on the, you know, you're not going to hear them on commercial radio. So unless you're listening to one of these stations or shows like mine, or you're going to shows, you're not going to hear about a lot of great music.
I mean, WMFO has been a remarkable supporter of local music.
Yeah.
You know, there's Mikey D on Wednesday night. He was a great lover of local music, and that show is dedicated to his memory.
Yeah.
And Joel Simkus engineers and all different people DJ it, and it's you can every week you can hear a different live band. And Skybar, you play everybody. You know, you play us
all.
Genres.
Yep.
We
Mike
love
Newman
you.
Does a great job with Mike on the mic. Yeah.
Yeah, there's tons of really cool bands getting played on. And the DJs and the musicians have a kind of collaborative community.
Yeah, we try to be, yeah. And but as I say, you got to get out there. If you're a DJ, go to shows, too. Don't just sit behind a mic here and get out there, go to shows. But, yeah, thanks again for coming in. December
13th. Thanks for having us.
No problem. My pleasure. I'm going to... play a band called Faulty Cognitions. I don't know where I got them. I forget, but I like it. So here we go. And thanks once again, Tim and Judy.
Good night.
Thank you so much.
All righty. We'll see you on the 13th.
Yes.
We were at a show and we walked up to a man who was
That was the Hilken Mancini Band, a song called Erased, off of her new release by the same name. It's on vinyl. Girl of the Hawk with Fail Me. 8:37. I want to thank Tim and Judy once again for coming in from Crow Follow. MFO is freeform, commercial free radio. But you know what isn't free? Running a radio station. So for Tufts Giving Tuesday, we ask for your help in keeping WMFO running. Donating is quick and easy. We can promise it won't cost you your firstborn child. It may even cost you less when your last overpriced coffee. Your donations could help us with some much-needed tech upgrades and in organizing events next semester. Visit give.tufts.edu/Tufts Giving Tuesday. Press Give Now and designate your donation to WMFO. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford. It's 8:37. We got a little bit left here. Let me see what I got lined up. This is Kim Deal, ex-Pixie breeder. It's a solo effort by her. Gotta be, gotta breathe. We'll be right back. Was a band called The Hot Drops with a song called Innocence. Before that, we had Faulty Cognitions, Let the Kids Have the Scene. Also had Kim Deal in there with Crystal Breath. It's 845 WMFO in Medford. Gonna play one now by a new release by Diablogato. Great stuff. Diablogato, here we go.
Thank you. punches to the beat, to the sound of cable TV, and she'll never see the world the same. She is a cold war in my head, and I am East Berlin on the danger side of parts alone. Coffee and cyanide for lovers in disgrace. If this is not a test, we got one foot in the grave. She's gonna bang her head like 1981. 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 Crimes of another time.
WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. I got to get out of here. That was the Dolly Rots, a song called The Vow. Green Day with 1981 off their new release, Saviors. Gretchen Shea in the Middle Eight with Little Armies. And Diablogato with July 1969 off of Snake Oil Salvation. Got to find a quick one here. It's a quick one by the Dropkick Murphys. Came from a record that's called The Meanest of Times. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. WMFO in Medford.
1, 2, 3, 4! count on you, give her that. Yeah, this is your future, it don't seem right. But this is your battle, this is your fight.
Something in this country's gonna change. If we're ever gonna see those days again, your parents made it done with just one job, and now we're working for less. It's twice as hard.
Green is blind in you, but we can say he's got yesterday's values, evident tomorrow's industry.
Straight.